You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This year's Waterfront Film Festival in South Haven has been canceled. But movie fans can still see Waterfront films at Art Prize in Grand Rapids this September during a new Art Prize event called Art Prize on Screen. This is Waterfront's second move since it started in Saugatuck more than 16 years ago. I talked with one of its founders, Hopwood Dupree, about the film festival's future. Dupree says over the years it has become more difficult to keep up with the unique screenings Waterfront is known for.
Putting movies inside of rusty old bolt sheds and outdoors on the beach, and you know, that's a lot of the fun. But that can be a technical nightmare and very, very expensive to do as people experience that, and the audience experiences so many of those unique screenings, and they want more, and they want improvements on that, understandably so. They want cushier chairs or air conditioning. I get it. You know, that's what we want to do. We want to improve the audience's overall movie-going experience. But all of that costs money, obviously. And so for a nonprofit organization putting on that event, it really requires tremendous corporate support and sponsorship support to make an event like that happen and to make the magic happen.
This year, you were going to both still have the festival in South Haven, and then you were also going to do Art Prize on Screen. You know, why did you decide to drop the original festival in South Haven and just focus on Art Prize?
Over the past several years, we've been looking at ways for Waterfront Film Festival and the Waterfront Film Organization to continue on to be more than just a four-day event, to really grow and expand into a year-round institute that does, of course, the festival, but also has educational component and many other areas that would be beneficial and exciting to our audience. So that really is what prompted our first move, was saying, this needs to be about the region. This isn't just contained to one community or one town.
Kind of one of the main things about the festival has been sort of the intimacy. You know, you go to the festival and you could end up eating right next to one of those filmmakers or, you know, in some cases, one of the actors. But in Grand Rapids, you know, it's a bigger city. Do you think that there's a possibility that we might lose some of those interactions?
So I think it will maintain its waterfront character and intimacy within the overall event. And sure, Grand Rapids is a larger city, but it's still an intimate city. It's still, it's not spread out so far that you might not bump into your friends. I mean, it still is a very conducive city for an event like Art Prize, and therefore Waterfront, I expect to work very well there as well. But keep in mind, we're still considering returning to having a Lakeshore event in June. I mean, that really is our goal, to do the Art Prize event, pull that off well this year, learn how to expand and improve upon that for future years, but also come back and have a Lakeshore festival with the same intimacy and same type of venues that people have come to know from Waterfront, and have that in early summer in June. So this is really about expansion. It's not about moving on or switching gears or changing our minds. It's really about looking toward a 5, 10, 15-year plan about building and growing this nonprofit organization and taking it to a whole new level, not just for the festival, but for the entire region.
I talked with Hopwood Dupree, co-founder of the Waterfront Film Festival. This year's films will be shown during Art Prize in Grand Rapids in September. For links to the schedule, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.